following sermon was delivered at the 10:30 worship service at the United Methodist Church of Kent. Please enjoy.
Most everyone knows about the shepherds in the Christmas story, but few people today grasp the real significance of their presence in the story. Because in typical pictures of Christmas, the shepherds are depicted as quaint. But in the first century Roman Empire, shepherds were not thought of as quaint. If you've ever been in the sheep barn at the county fair, you know what sheep are like: smelly and not very clean. Shepherds spent all their time out in the field with sheep. So the shepherds were thought of in the same way as sheep. Nobody wanted to be around shepherds very much. And the work of a shepherd was considered to be one of the most undesirable of jobs. To get a real sense of this story in a modern context, you would have to recast the story and imagine that one night under a starlit sky, there were garbage collectors out along the street picking up the trash, when suddenly a bright light shone in the heavens and a chorus of angels proclaimed that the Savior is being born. Then you sense the clash between the mundane conditions of the people in the story and the glorious proclamation that comes from on high. But even the garbage collector image does not quite capture it, because we do not really look down on people who work for trash hauling companies, whereas shepherds in the first century were a marginalized social class. They were not entirely accepted by the larger society. So to get a fuller sense of the story, we would have to recast it again and imagine perhaps migrant workers toiling out in vegetable fields who suddenly become the recipients of the revelation of God. The story of the shepherds connects with two prominent biblical themes: that God lifts up the lowly, and that God brings the outsiders in. You can see both of these themes not only in the story of the angels choosing shepherds as their audience, but also in what happens as the shepherds go forth to visit the newborn Messiah. The shepherds are told by the angels, "To you is born this day in the city of David, that is in Bethlehem, a Savior who is Christ the Lord." The word Christ is the Greek word or the Greek form of the Hebrew term Messiah. The shepherds are told that the Messiah has come and has come for them. "To you is born," the angels say. And then they are told where to find the Messiah. The angels declare, "This will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." This element of the story is again so familiar it is often not given much thought. But to the shepherds, the very idea that the Messiah was to be found in a feed trough was a world-changing revelation. The term Messiah actually means God's anointed king. Kings in ancient times were born in palaces, laid in soft blankets and fine linens. Kings are not wrapped in ordinary cloths and dropped in straw in a feed trough or a cradle. And yet, the shepherds find it to be exactly so. Thus, the shepherds, lowly people, shunned by others, because they were filthy and smelly, considered to be outsiders, find that the Messiah has been born in the lowliest of conditions, in a dirty and smelly place, as an outsider for whom there was no room in the inn. In this moment, they realize that the Lord has become one of them. The Messiah has joined fully with them. Here is a central aspect of the good news of Christmas. No one is too lowly for God. No one is unclean. No one is an outsider. God in Christ connects with us all to embrace us with mercy and love. You have probably seen the General Electric commercial, "Ideas Are Scary," which features a shaggy creature that is abhorred and rejected by everyone. In the commercial, the creature represents scary ideas that are sometimes not really welcome in a company, but the imagery calls to mind how people sometimes are not accepted and the effect that it has on someone to be unwelcome and shoved aside. There are people today in our society who feel very much shut out. But what a difference unfolds when the door of welcome is open. The commercial concludes with the idea that GE is a place that accepts and nurtures new ideas, but certainly we can think of the much larger calling of the church to be a community that welcomes people, inviting all people into the love of God, in which everyone's gifts can blossom and unfold. This kind of welcome is epitomized in the Christmas story, and it can be seen in both of the stories about the first visitors to the infant Jesus. In the story of the shepherds, people who were looked down upon become the first people invited by God to visit the newborn Messiah. And the next group to arrive is another bunch of outsiders. The wise men will appear in many respects to be quite different from the shepherds. They are rich while the shepherds are poor. They are highly educated while the shepherds are not. They have power and influence in their society while the shepherds have none. But in one respect, the wise men are in the same situation as the shepherds. They are not really accepted in this land. In the land of Judah, the wise men are seen first and foremost as Gentiles. And because they are not Jews, they are regarded as spiritually unclean. If the wise men were to approach the temple in Jerusalem, they would see a large sign telling them to stay out under the penalty of death. But when Jesus, the Messiah, is born, the wise men are welcomed in. It is not by chance that shepherds and later wise men are featured in the Christmas story. The welcome they receive into the presence of Jesus proclaims a message later expressed by the Apostle Paul. Now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near. It is a message that would culminate in the cross, where Jesus would offer himself for all of us, so that no matter how sinful or unworthy we may feel ourselves to be, we can be brought by the grace of Christ into fellowship with God. This morning, our children's choir will be presenting a musical that features the story of the shepherds. The children will sing songs with titles like "Shaggy, Smelly Sheep." The musical is a lot of fun, but the story of the shepherds brings also to us a powerful and eternal message. It says that no matter where you are in life, Christ welcomes you now to enter into his presence, to know the mercy, the uplifting love, and the life-giving power of God. And it says that when we look toward others in the world around us, we are called to show forth that same spirit of welcome so that we can be a part of the story of God's compassion and grace. Let us pray. O Lord, just as you welcomed the shepherds, later the wise men, to enter into your presence, so you invite us today to come to you, to experience in your presence with us the wonder of God's grace, your love being poured out upon us, your promises lifted up for us. Inspire us, O Lord, that we might indeed come in faith and open ourselves to how your Spirit will flow through our lives with forgiveness, with renewal, with the assurance of your promises, with your strength to journey with you in faith through each day. And Lord, like the shepherds, as we are filled with the wonder of your grace, inspire us then to lift our hearts in worship and praise, and then to go forth into the world to tell the good news, to be instruments of your grace and compassion for others. We do reach out to people around us in times of particular need. We remember those in our church fellowship who are in times of illness, and we pray, Lord, that your empowerment would inspire us as we seek to reach out into the whole world. We lift up our fellow United Methodists this morning at the South Arlington United Methodist Church, and we join with people who are reaching out for you across our globe. We lift up Mary and Aaron Vandersummers this morning, praying for your empowerment as they are in ministry in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Lord, guide us as we each would answer your call, as we join with you to be instruments of your grace and compassion today. Inspire us, Lord, as we would respond to you in faith and praise, and as we join in being a part of your good news in our time. In the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the United Methodist Church of Kent Sermon Podcast. For more information about the church and to read Dr. Palmer's notes from the pastor blog with more about today's topic, visit www.kentmethodist.org.